USA News Update. The Biden administration says the latest jobs report indicates slow and steady growth for the economy. The comments come after July data showed the smallest jobs increase since 2020. The unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%. Wall Street closing the week on a sour note comes as the markets reacted to poor corporate earnings releases. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 150 points. Former President Trump's election case now moving to the pretrial phase after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges.
Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled for August 28th, where a trial date is likely to be scheduled. Justice Department lawyers are pushing for the case to be tried quickly, while Trump's defense argues it could take years to review the government's evidence and gather their own. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Trump on Truth Social Friday called for the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene on his behalf. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.